Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
And welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. And now joining me, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Christian.
Mic on.
Thank you, Christian.
There you go. Now, Coach, you come into this week off a tough loss in your first road game. Tiff takes down the Terriers 27-7. And one thing that will always remain true in football is you have to put the value of football above anything else.
Yeah, you know, that's the case. I mean, that's obviously the truth. I mean, it was a really frustrating game for me because we had real opportunities to score and be in that game. We dropped a touchdown pass. We had a halfback pass for a touchdown, and we tripped over our feet. We had the ball deep in their territory and got back-to-back holding penalties. Those are things you can't do against good teams. And Tipped has a really good team. I mean, they're very good, as good or better than anybody will play all year long. Offensively, they really impressed me. They've got a lot of skill at the wide receiver. The quarterback's a 3 or 4 year starter. Big offensive line. Two SEC guys on the offensive line. All 5 guys back from last year. And so I don't want to take anything away from what they did. But I felt like we should have had an opportunity to win that game. We gave up big plays on defense, and some of that was them. Their receiver just made a great play on a long touchdown pass, and then, you know, we gave up second play of the game. We gave up a long run to the quarterback where we just, we're supposed to run a stunt, and we have 2 guys not run it, and we open up a seam. We have 2 gaps open on the backside, and the quarterback keeps it and goes 75 yards. I mean, so when you look at that and if one guy does what he's supposed to do, it's probably a 3-yard gain if 2 of them do what they're supposed to do, but that's part of I hate to keep saying this, but that is part of, we had a couple of sophomore kids that did the wrong thing there. We just got to keep playing and getting those guys better. I mean, when I get frustrated with it, but when I look at our football team, we're starting 5 sophomores, playing 8, and then we've got, 2 guys on the offensive line that have never played offensive line before, and they get better every week. And we got a couple guys playing wide receiver that had never played football before that are playing, that came from the basketball team. So it's a really inexperienced group, and we do a lot of good things. I mean, when you look at DeAndre McNeil out there, he does a great job blocking on so many plays, and then he forgets to get the signal from the sideline, and we have to burn a timeout so we don't get a delay of game. And so those are things that will come with experience. I think they'll continue to get better and better. But it was a frustrating night as a whole.
Now, you did move the ball really well on offense. What were some of the positives that you took away?
We just weren't consistent enough. We've got to be able to put 5 plays together in a row. And the other side of that, Tift is very good. Tift's interior, 2 interior guys were really, really good. I mean, they went about 290 and 265. And we're not as big in there, and we're a little inexperienced, and we struggled in there moving those guys. So we're doing a couple things differently on offense to kind of help. And people are playing us differently this year than they were last year. And I think we've made some adjustments this week at practice. I think are going to help us on some of those things. It's just from a consistency standpoint. I think our dive and pitch relationship is much better. I think Randon's doing a really good job of taking the ball and getting it out. What people are doing is really trying to take that football away from him right now because they know he's our most dangerous guy. So we're going to do some things differently this week. I think that's going to give us a chance to get him an open space to take advantage of what people are doing.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, only three pass attempts in the book, and obviously some of those were called pass plays and maybe Randy tucked the ball and took off with. But are we going to see the passing game open up a little bit more as we move forward?
Yeah, you know, we hope so. And I think actually we called about 11 pass plays in the game, and we had some protection issues. You know, one of the things, again, we've had very few instances where we had the same five offensive linemen practice 2 days in a row because of injuries. And so continuity on the offensive line and protection is we've really struggled right there. You know, we've got a couple of guys that were defensive linemen there and a sophomore there, and they're learning how to protect. And, you know, everybody wants to throw the ball more. The answer is throw the ball more. And it would be great if we could throw it 30 times a game and be successful with it. But, you know, one, that's not really our identity. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, the season's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And right now we struggle with protection. So to put Randon Jernigan in a pocket where when people are going to line up and tee off on him, that's not sound football coaching for me right now until we get better protection. I think our play action passes have been very good. We've had guys running wide open. We hit a couple of big ones and dropped the big one on Friday night. We've had, every time we've called play action, we've had people wide open. So I think it's something we'll look at doing a little more quick game, maybe some more quick game stuff and get the ball out of his hands. But the other side is maybe more play action stuff and try to get plays in chunks.
Now, defensively, you were largely able to shut down Rashad Bateman, Tipp's big receiver, for most of the game. What happened on the long touchdown play?
Well, yeah, you know, Sean Bravo, that's a tough matchup for anybody to go cover a guy who's got SEC offers. You know, and usually Marvin Dallas would have been the guy that would have done that. And Marvin is athletic enough to match up with anybody, but, you know, he's out with an injury right now. So Sean drew the straw. He did a really good job of getting in there and competing against that kid. That kid's really good. On the long touchdown, the kid made an outside move. And Sean just overextended. He reached with his front side. We call offhand jam. When somebody goes vertical, we offhand it jam. That allows the cornerback to open his hips and get vertical in a hurry. Well, you know, he lunged a little bit when he did. He stuck his play side hand out. And that when you do that, you can't turn and get vertical as fast. So if you basically step with your right foot, then you try to turn and go vertical to your right side, you can't do that. You have to open your hip to be able to allow it. It takes the two additional steps, and those two steps, you know, really what allowed him to get behind him. Other than that, I thought Sean did a pretty good job, you know, in there, hung in there tough and ran with him. And, you know, it's a good way to gauge. Some of the stuff we did Friday night, we wanted to see kind of how we paired up against with him. We did some things that really worked well, we really liked, we're going to continue, and some things we looked at and go, it's probably, we didn't do a very good job of that, and we might throw it out. But all in all, I think our kids played really hard on defense. You know, I just think we've got to quit giving up big plays. And you know, we're real close on that side of the ball to be very, very good.
All right. When we come back, we're going to update the injury report, talk a little bit of practice this week, and talk a little bit about how the young guys played on Thursday night. And more to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228 and let's go Terriers!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call 912-267-7802 or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document System, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Now, wrapping up last week, Coach, update us on the injury front. Anybody get banged up in the game?
For the most part, I think we came out of there okay. I don't think we lost anybody. You know, typical Nixon. Nicks and bruises. Marvin Dallas got his screws out of his thumb today, which is good. So hopefully, Doc said maybe in 3 weeks he can start practicing again. That would be huge. Tyler Grant started working a little bit of practice, a little more, and working in there. So hopefully we can really start using him some on Friday night. So that's exciting. Josh Anderson, I think, is going to be cleared to return probably next week. So, we're starting to get those guys back, and the good news is when we get those guys back, we develop some depth by playing some guys. So, hopefully we'll start making some strides in that direction.
All right, and going down to the JV in the ninth grade, they had a matchup with Camden County up this past Thursday. What did you see from those guys?
We won both games. First time that we've won both games or won a game versus Camden County on junior varsity ninth grade. I don't know when the last time Glenn Academy had done that, but we won both of them, and I think both groups played really well. Especially considering we're playing so many sophomores, we're playing, about five or six sophomores up on the varsity, and we're kind of filled in on the JV with some ninth grade kids. People should be really excited about our young kids. Our freshman and sophomore classes are really good, really talented group of kids. I'm really excited. We got a lot of skill, big kids. I mean, it's a great group of kids between those two, and I expect to win a lot of games with the one day.
All right, now moving into this week, what was the schedule like for the team on Labor Day?
We had a 9 o'clock practice. We had some issues with some Labor Day flu. That's all I'm gonna say. We had some kids that didn't show up for practice, which is disappointing. But all in all, our kids who needed to be there were there. It just impacts you when you don't have your scout teams and guys who are used to running scout aren't there. So, you have to make some adjustments. So it impacted our practice. I made a big mistake. I probably should have had the kids have breakfast before we practiced. And we had a lot of kids that didn't eat before they came in and struggled a little bit with that during practice. We had to pause practice, have a little picnic out on the field. But once we kind of got that up and going, it was okay.
Now, looking a little bit towards next week's practice, of course, Hurricane Irma is sitting in the Atlantic right now approaching us. Is it just sort of like a wait-and-see approach?
Yeah, I don't know. That thing's going to – I mean, it may end up in San Antonio, man. Who knows? I mean, we just got to play it by ear and see exactly what it's going to do. And, hopefully – I don't wish that on anybody because obviously it's a very bad storm. And my family has lived through Katrina. It's not a – down in Louisiana, it's. I don't wish that on anybody. So hopefully, I hope that thing kicks out to the Atlantic Ocean and goes off and disappears somewhere.
And you're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, what's been the biggest focus this week on the offensive front in practice?
Well, I think the big thing is, we're making some adjustments on how we're running a couple of things. That'll take advantage of how people are playing us. People are trying to get the ball out of Randy's hands in a hurry and just kind of sprint the pitch. Evidently, that's going to be the MO on how everybody defends us. So we're going to do a couple things differently. I think it'll give some people problems. I'm excited to actually see it when we get out on the field Friday night. That's the first thing. The second thing is really just focus on us. Let's be consistent. We had a good practice today on offense. I was excited by that. Our kids really came off and we seem to kind of grow a little bit. Our big issue is consistency. And as we develop consistency, and we will, we're going to get good. And I believe that. I think we can be a really, really good football team, as good as we've had in the past 3 years. We just have – there's a lot of growth that we have to go through because we have so many guys who who haven't played a whole bunch, whether they're sophomores or seniors. You know, we've got guys who are seniors out there that have never set foot on the football field until we lined up versus Benedictine. So, you know, we're still moving in that direction and coach them up, and hopefully we'll get there.
Now, for people who don't know, you really find yourself in an interesting situation this year with a schedule that's completely backloaded with region games. Sort of walk people through the process that you're approaching the schedule with.
Well, I mean, it is, you know, usually in high school, your last few games or your season are your region games. And so, you know, I always look at a season itself. I mean, it's a marathon. I say it, and people hardly say it. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So I look at it as a long-term view of the season. What do we need to do to get where we need to be when region time comes? They play football in December. I want to be playing football in December. I want to play my best football in December, not my best football in August. It's great if you can play great 15 weeks of the year, but I think that's really hard to do in our community because the nature of some of our the situation with some of our kids. We've got a lot of kids who have to work during the summer because, you know, their families just don't have a ton of money. So, you know, when I was in Metro Atlanta, I was at a school that was a very wealthy school. We didn't have to worry about kids working and missing practice, they always had rides because they had somebody that could bring them. We have a lot of kids that struggle getting rides to practice because mom and dad are working two jobs. And, you know, so I think it's just the nature of you know, some of our group of kids that we have is that, you know, we've got to get them here. Once we get them on campus, we've got to really start building a football team and try to peak our team for region play and into the playoffs. And, you know, I'm all about trying to win the region and all about trying to win the playoffs. And that's I want to get in the playoffs and win some playoff games.
Now, you mentioned that the season's a marathon. How do you balance the amount of times you're going out to practice in full pads versus just in shells throughout the season?
We never practice in full pads. We haven't practiced one day in full pads since I came here. And actually, when I came here and people found out that we weren't practicing in pants, I had multiple people tell me that we would never win a game in South Georgia if we didn't practice in full pads. So that's been blown to smithereens. You know, if you have good players, they show up and they work hard and they got a good attitude and they believe in what you do, they're going to win games. And, success is talent plus coaching times effort times determination and discipline. And that's really what it comes down to. And so for us, we don't have a lot of physical practices. I want our kids ready to play on Friday night, healthy and with good legs on Friday night, which is ironic because we've had so many injuries because I've been a head coach now for 9 years and, you know, I haven't lost a lot of kids at practice, and then for some reason this year we just had those things.
All right, when we come back, we're going to dive into this week's matchup with Camden County, and we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law. Now, Coach, you try to get back to 500 this Friday against Camden County, a team that's 2-1 on the year and coming off a pretty impressive 24-21 victory at Fitzgerald. Tell us a little bit about what we should expect to see from Camden.
You know, Camden's probably in the same similar situation that we are. I know Coach Spire very well. Coaching against him is a good friend of mine from up in Metro Atlanta. Coach Sean Jackson was our offense coordinator at Glenn Academy my first year before heading back into Kentucky to take over McCracken High School. So I know those guys well, but they're in a similar situation that we are. They're playing a lot of young kids. A lot of kids who are sophomores, a lot of guys who haven't played a bunch on Friday night. And like us, they're probably searching for some consistency. When you watch them, I think their quarterback does a lot of good things. He throws the ball really well. He can run around. They're still developing a little bit on the offensive line. I think they've got some good skill at wide receiver and running back. They do a good job of getting the ball out on the screen. So, you know, we're going to have to play well sideline to sideline. And they're going to stretch you laterally and vertically. So we're going to have to play tough over there defensively. On their defensive side of the ball, they've done a nice job. They transitioned to a 3-4. I think they've done a really good job defensively. The kids are in the right spots. They're fitting on the ball real well. They make you drive the football field. It'll be a good game. It'll be a tough game. They want to win. I mean, they're 2-1. They know they've got a tough schedule in front of them, and every game is important for them, especially playing in that region we are. We're trying to go in. We just want to take another step in the right direction. And hopefully we can do it on Friday.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to ask you for any state secrets, but what's the key to shutting Camden down offensively?
Well, I think it's one is tackling. You have tackling space. You can't give up big plays. And that's something we've given up too many big plays this year. Nobody's driven the ball on us. So that's something we've got to do. We got to correct that, and we got to tackle the guy with the football. We can't. They're going to come in, and they're going to try to go tempo. And do some things to get us out of our game. We can't do that. We've just got to relax. We can't panic. We have to play well on the defensive line. We're just so young up there, that we have to constantly remind those guys, get your pad level down, get your pad level down. And, I mean, some of those guys, those kids are playing really hard, and they're fighting their tail off up there. But, it's they're growing every week. But, we need them to grow faster. That's the thing. We've got to play well up front. If we play well up front, we'll be in good shape.
Now, moving back over to the defensive side of the ball, for them, what's it going to take to attack them? A team that's really like the fourth week in a row that you're playing a pretty elite defense. What's it going to take to put points up on Camden?
Yeah, we just have to execute our offense and not shoot ourselves in the foot. I think Benedictine was the game versus Benedictine. We had some ball handling issues but against Tift, it was different. It was our kids, I think we handled the ball pretty well for the most part. We had too many mistakes, too many holding. We had 10 offensive penalties. You can't have 10 offensive penalties. We started in 1st and 15 or 2nd and 17 all night long because of holding calls. And we picked up 13 yards on an option play, and we got to punt the ball because it's, 3rd and 3. So those are the things. We have to develop some consistency. We got to be able to hand it off and run the ball. We can't miss, miss on blocks in the middle. We got to be able to hand that ball off and get some positive yards and go in there and push the ball to the edge and get big plays.
And you are listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, to finish it up, last week, Coach, I put a little challenge down with you, college football pick'em. And I know you said you were busy with family duties, so let me update you. You currently 2-1 on the season. I'm sitting at 1-2.
Nice.
So we're going to have to get this one back.
Wait, which one did I miss?
You missed on the – we both got Alabama. You missed on the Florida Michigan.
I thought I took Michigan.
No.
I took Michigan. Coach Irby was standing right over there and booting me.
All right, he busted me.
I took Michigan.
Coach, Florida, undefeated. There's the first week of the season.
Let me tell you, for all the Florida fans out there, you guys stink. I heard that coming in. You guys, y'all are terrible on offense. It's woeful.
So I guess I shouldn't be surprised at the football guy 3-0.
Well, I don't know. I just make it up as I go along. Sorry.
I had you until overtime last night with Tech. All right, so this week we'll start off. Oklahoma travels up to Ohio State. The new head coach going up to Ohio State to take on Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes.
I'm going to go with Ohio State at home.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with that. Now, moving over to Death Valley and Clemson, Auburn comes to town. Auburn gave Clemson all they wanted to last year. Who you got?
I'm going with Auburn.
Auburn, I'll take Clemson in that one. We got to differentiate a little bit. I got to make a comeback. And then last but not least, of course, everybody's been talking about this one for four years now. Georgia travels up to South Bend, taking up a freshman quarterback from Houston County, and Jake Fromm stepped in and played really well against App State. Who you got?
Did Notre Dame play last week?
They did. They took down Temple, I believe, 45-21.
Those dirty rascals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Georgia against my better decision-making. I'm going to go with Georgia on that one, but I'll take the Bulldogs.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that. So, again, we got some agreement from the crowd.
There you go.
And I want to thank everyone for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's and join us every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Christian Gokel signing off. Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right.